Songs in the Night for June 14th. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Psalm 107, verse 13. As the effect of Israel's tribulation was to turn their hearts toward the Lord, and to lead them to cry out for his promised assistance, so all of our trying experiences with the world, the flesh, and the adversary, and the bondage of sin and death, all these appeal to the new creatures in Christ, who have the Father's promise. All this leads us more and more to look unto the Lord from whom cometh our help, and to wait for his Son from heaven, and to expect the deliverance of the groaning creation at his second advent. Is it not true, then, that present distresses and tribulations are all working out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, if we are rightly exercised thereby? And if, as true Israelites, we have confidence in the Abrahamic promise, we have it, as the Apostle describes, as an anchor to our souls, both sure and steadfast, entering into that which is beyond the veil, whither our forerunner is entered for us, and has made atonement for us, and from whence he provides us the blessed deliverance, which we hope soon to experience in the resurrection change, when, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be made like him, see him as he is, and share his glory. Zion's Watchtower, 1907, page 127. Hymn 56. The text again. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Psalm 107, verse 13.